Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
In the Bay.
These people are idiots.
Ha ha! Yes, they are. So am I. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. Oh, my goodness. Hey, hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Disorderly Conduct. I'm your host, Vincent Le Bay. It's Monday, August 8th, 2011. Glad to be alive and with you again to celebrate all the joy and happiness there is in life right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. And holy moly, I got Uncle Bobby of all people in my chat room. Wow, talk about a blast from the past. Shouts out to you, Uncle Bobby, and Three Abu, old school BTR brethren in the building, hanging out in the chit-chat room. As I get things underway here. Check, mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Is this thing on? Hey, Uncle Bobby, are you reading me loud and clear out there? Let's get a microphone check on this biatch. Because the studio is acting a little buggy. I don't know what the dealio is, but whatever. I'm Vincent the Bay. Your calls take priority. Give me a ring-a-ding at 347-826-7667. Get to the phone lines in just a second here. There's so much to talk about. I mean, we can talk about whatever you want. I mean, there's a lot of things. A lot of things on my mind. I titled this episode. Put it in the category of news because there was a lot of news today that I thought was interesting. Barack Obama and the Tea Party have officially destroyed the country here that I formerly knew as the United States of America. Fortunately, I'm safe here in People's Republic of San Francisco. I'll be doing just fine. Don't worry about if you're overseas and you're wondering about us here Yankees in the States, we're doing just fine. Yeah, the federal government is broke, but that doesn't mean the country's gone. The country's still here. The country will stand far, far, it was here before, and it'll be here after the federal government of the United States exits the building. So we're doing just fine here in the land known as America, North America. Good times. I'm holding it down here in the People's Republic of San Francisco. I got my home girl on my wing woman, if you will, Kishu Zaikova. She's here with me now. She's going to be joining me here in the Bay Area pretty soon, and we're going to be destroying. We're going to be putting people on blast here in San Francisco for a couple of weeks, aren't we, Kishu?
Hell yeah, we are. Oh my God, I'm so tired, but I need to wake up.
Oh, I don't want to hear about it. Come on, we got a show to rock here, baby.
I know. I'm working on it. Dude, I'll be back there in fucking 3 days.
Stoked, dude. So, what do you want to do when you get here? What's the first thing you want to like the first thing on the agenda?
I want to get there and take a nice long nap because I'll be up at like 3 a.m. to catch my flight in Phoenix at like 6. So
it's going to be pretty much like your last visit here. You're just going to sleep the whole time.
I'm just going to sleep forever. No, dude, I'm okay cupiding it up this time.
Oh, yeah. Hook up. Line up the booty calls, honey.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, bring it on, sister. Shouts out to Sam Bowie. I want to say Sam Bowie, but no, I read that wrong. It's Sam Bown? Is that how you say it? Bown? Shouts out to you for joining me here tonight. If anybody wants to call in and join me, we can talk about whatever. We can talk about the country losing its AAA credit rating from S&P, which caused the market to drop uncontrollably today. I think it dropped over 9,000 points today, and that's not good. I don't know if you folks know anything about the stock market or anything, but it's generally a bad thing when the market tumbles that far. It's always a good time buying opportunity, though, but I don't know. I think this market's got farther to go. If you want to get in on the bargain basement price on some of these equities, you might want to sit it out for a little while longer. I sure know that I got burned the last time the market was this volatile, but I'm not going to get into that. That's another show. So we could talk about that. We could talk about DEF CON just happened over the weekend. Hopefully Lulzsec Cali will dial in at some point. He was there, apparently, and I would love to get a report from him on that. It sounds like that would have been an interesting thing to be at. I saw a lot of outtakes on the internet, and I'm just imagining a bunch of just nerds just trolling around a convention center. I imagine it being actually really boring. But whatever, what do I know? So maybe we can talk about that, or the site anonplus.com, which apparently when Google Plus came out, I'm sorry, Kishu, are you there? Do you hear me? Are we getting anything? Hello? Jay Mackin in the building. Okay, good. DEF CON is boring, dude, says Sam Bone. Jay Mackin in the building. Sorry, I just got a tweet from Smokestack saying that wasn't hearing anything, and I think he needs to just get his technology together. You can't hear the show? It's super dog pain? Turn up my volume. Are you serious? How's that? Is that better? Are we doing better there with the volume? I guess I should have done a mic check. How am I doing on overall volume level now, Jay Mackin? Jay Mackin, also a... a radio host in his own right. And I appreciate him giving me a heads up on my audio quality. Yeah, I've been having some technical difficulties with the BTR switchboard and everything lately. Like right now, it's freaking out on me. It's flashing over and over that the Blog Talk Radio chat rooms are back up from the Amazon outage. I don't even know what that is. I wasn't around for the Amazon outage. Okay, let me see who this is. Area code 605, you're on the air. Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
This is Jamie Korn, Press Storm.
Oh, hey, Jamie.
How you doing?
Good to have you here. You can hear me okay, I hope?
I can hear you just fine.
Good. Okay, maybe they're just trolling me in the chat room. I don't know. But it's all good. It's par for the course. You're on Blog Talk Radio.
I just tweeted you a link.
Oh, brilliant. And what is this?
It is the chronological timeline of the Anon Plus birth and death.
Okay, so this website I was starting to talk about, anonplus.com, which I was trying to get into it when I had these difficulties, but allegedly, this is what I heard, was that Google Plus did not allow some anonymous members to create their own Google Plus accounts. So then they decided, okay, well, we're going to make our own anonymous social network. And I remember it coming out, and I remember seeing it tweeted, and I looked at it real quick, but I just didn't get into it. I'm just like, you know, I'm trying to regress out of social networks, not add more. And plus, I'm not really, you know, I don't consider myself anonymous. I'm fully doxxed. There's no way I could be anonymous. But you know, I was fascinated, so I clicked through, and I was just like, okay, this looks like garbage. And then I thought about it, and I was like, you know, it almost seems counterintuitive to me to have a social networking site for anonymous people. You know, I mean, I think 4chan pretty much is the closest thing that you can come to doing something like that. But then you start getting into profiles and stuff, and then all of a sudden these, even though they're made up names or whatever, they start to take on lives of their own, and they become totally unanonymous. They become something that has an identity.
I agree.
And so I, when I first saw that, I was like, an anonymous social networking site? Are you kidding me? This is either run by the feds or some jolly new fag was all trying to get all happy with the and get in with the Anons, you know, decided to put up a website, or it's a honeypot. God knows what it is. But there
were so many rumors.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things ran through my head, but I didn't really give it much more thought than that. I was just kind of like, whatever. It's just ultimately, it's just another fucking social networking site that I don't need to bother, you know, sucking my time away with.
That's true.
But obviously, it was something that was on the radar of a lot of people, and I'm sure a lot of people got into it. So
I'm the original founder of it.
Oh, you're the original founder of it.
I am the original founder of Anon Plus, and I'm also the publisher of PressStorm.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the link that I just tweeted you is the chronological timeline of what happened. And the whole thing about it is, it's not an anonymous social network. Let's get that straight right now. A lot of people, including those I named in the article, kind of ran off with this thing in their own direction, and that's not what I intended. And the intention of it wasn't even supposed to be anything to do with Anonymous. It was a PressStorm project. And I don't know why it developed the way it did. Maybe I just didn't put my foot down, but it's kind of hard to put your foot down on a whole bunch of little Anonymous running around. You know, you can't dictate Twitter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And originally it was supposed to be a platform for people to do online protesting so there'd be no violence. And we wanted this network to be able to run on torrents or another, you know, some type of, you know, some kind of platform that would be able to withstand a blackout. Because when people's voices are being censored, especially during, you know, violent times, that's not good. Because then you can't have people support you when your voice isn't being heard. And this was supposed to be a network for anybody, but it was designed for online protesting. And I had 10 ideas that I was going to put out. I only got 4 of them put out before it was basically hijacked. One of them was an open source educational platform, because in today's world we're paying insane amounts of money for education, for a degree that really means nothing in the end. And another one was an open source alternative currency platform. that supported wind, solar, geothermal energy. It would be run on a type of like a Reddit platform where people could exchange their energy goods, cells, batteries, that type of thing. It would be like a barter system because the fiat money system is failing and failing miserably, obviously. And I don't understand how they could take an idea like that and make it into whatever they wanted it to be. I just don't understand. But the article's up. The truth is out. And, you know, that's what we need it to be. We need the truth to be out there. We don't have anything to do with Anonplus anymore. I ultimately gave it up.
And do you have a new endeavor that you've started in its place, or what else do you got going on? Is it the PressStorm? Is that the thing that's taken its place, or has PressStorm always been around?
PressStorm has been around since December of 2010. We're investigative journalists, and we started out covering Tunisia when they were going through their revolution. And you know, when you've got people on the ground and you're talking to them and you're hearing screams in the background and guns and everything else, and then you're on the phone with Al Jazeera and you can hear all of that stuff in the background, it makes you want to do something, because I don't know anybody with a conscience that can hear people live screaming like that, screaming for their lives and gathering together. I mean, it's just, to be there must be 10 times, you know, harder. But when you hear something like that, I'm a mother, you know, you see pictures of dead children and you think, oh my God, these governments are like completely gagging these people. They're blacking out their only source of voice, their only way to say help us, you know. And PressStorm it's run on a WordPress platform. We started off as a small blog on Blogger, and we just got so much traffic we had to move to WordPress. And now I've got 72 authors, editors, researchers, social, you know, network people underneath of me, and we've become a legal publishing media outlet in the United States. I mean, we've grown, and our motto is we the people are no longer silent. I allow anybody to post on PressStorm, as long as they're not going to say something like my dog is an alien and has been working for the FBI. You know, if they're going to post something like that, they need to have some damning proof. But for the most part, I let anybody...
How about if, let's say, you had a writer that had inside knowledge that, Rick Perry was going to announce his presidential exploratory committee at the gathering of the Juggalos?
Mm-hmm.
Would a story like that break in PressStorm or not?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
In fact, I allow opposing viewpoints, too, side by side, because I don't believe in spinning. I don't believe in, you know, leaning. I mean, if you're going to have truth, you're going to need a couple different perspectives. You can't just have, you know, one person standing up saying,
this is how it is. Yeah.
You
know? So is it more editorializing, or is it straight reporting, or both, or what?
We have all kinds. I do art, we do editorial, we do investigative analysis, we do reporting, breaking news. Depending on if I have journalists on the ground in the area, we do have an editing process that all articles have to go through with our editing staff, and all of them have degrees and experience editing. But I mean, whatever people can, you know, if you've never written before but you have something to say, you can come over here to PressStorm. I'll put you up as an author, and we'll help you. We have junior reporters for teenagers who are aspiring to be journalists or writers when they get older and go to college. We also tutor, and we have an emergency disaster relief team. You know, we have a lot of programs to help people. You know, that's our aim. We want to help people. I don't want to help corporations or government. I want to help people, because people are what matters.
Sovereign individuals. See, that's what I am.
Exactly.
I'm a sovereign individual.
Exactly. I'm not willing to sacrifice my sovereignty or my, you know, my freedom for security. I'm not willing to do it.
Yeah, I love congregating with other sovereign individuals. I think that's fun. I enjoy that. I think there should be lots of cross-pollination of individuals. I think that's good and healthy. I think we can all learn from each other and expand our individual consciousness. And we can provide love and nurture it, and nurture every individual on the planet. No problem. I don't think we need the government to do it, though, necessarily. I think government could potentially have a role in in the utopian society, maybe as a third party mitigator. But that's what it's always intended to be. But it always gets perverted. Always gets taken over, no matter whether it's, you know, a dictatorship or whatever you want to call it, a democracy, representative democracy.
Well, you know, democracy.
Whatever, don't matter. It's always going to get manipulated by somebody at the top, and that's just how
yeah.
it is. And
there's
and
a lack of understanding.
But luckily, the universe has balance, and that's if there's one thing that history has always told us is there's balance, there's karma. You know, you don't even have to be spiritual or religious to know that there's cause and effect, and that eventually justice will be served. Whether you get put, you know, just ask Casey Anthony. She lost in the court of public opinion. You know, everybody's pissed that they think she got away with murder, and maybe she did, maybe she didn't, but she was guilty, and I'm pretty sure in the court of public opinion, she was guilty, and I think there's some weight to that, and that's something that transcends laws and everything. It's just
karma. She's got to face herself. That's justice
yeah.
enough, because for the rest of her life, if she did it, she's going to have to face herself every day.
Yeah. And there's a lot, I don't know, there's just so much shit that's just really fucking pissing me off. I think I want to take a quick break, and I want to come back and read this article, if you don't mind, on air, and then we'll hopefully discuss it more and get into this, and I'll see if I can't live tweet, get Sabu to live tweet in here. He was fired up earlier, so maybe we can get him to live tweet it with us here in a minute. So I'm going to take a quick break and play a little here. I'm going to dedicate this song here to all the kids, a lot of them who I think are quite frankly just a little confused and pissed off and mad at the world and mad at their life and their situation and you know, I saw a lot of videos and stuff and pictures and stuff of a lot of stuff directed towards the police, and I understand that. But I saw also a lot of kids just looting and breaking into small businesses and stuff. Sure, you know, store shops that are probably just mom and pop places. People just living day to day, not really money bags. I'm sure they probably hit up some Starbucks and all that too, but. You know, like there was some poor schmuck driving riding down the street in his bike, and he got pushed off his bike and beat up, and they took off with his bike. I mean, he didn't do anything. Like that kind of shit just kind of really, really irks me is when these protests get out of hand and people start, you know, ransacking stuff and there's all this collateral damage that doesn't need to be there, and it's because of a few bad apples that just seize these opportunities to get away with their criminal behavior. And it's kind of that really irks me. But I know that all that bullshit aside, there is some legitimate beef, and there's some people that are legitimately frustrated, and I can certainly empathize with that. And this goes out to them. I'll be right back.
Welcome to the Casbah Club.
to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Aw, motherfucking yeah, everybody. It's Vince in the Bay back with you for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. Shouts out to everybody holding me down in the chit-chat room. I'm going to get into this chronology of this website, this social networking website. My guest right now is Jamie Korn. She's of PressStorm. Is it PressStorm.com, I believe? Yes. Let me bring her back on for a second. Jamie, are you still with me?
Yes, I am.
It's PressStorm.com, correct?
That is correct, yes.
All right. And I'm gonna read this. It's not that long, so I think I can get through it, or most of it, and see what this is all about. Get down to the nitty-gritty. Starts off with a quote here. First of all, it's entitled "Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death." This is from PressStorm.com, and the quote is, "He said there would be a time when we would be able to see and learn about people in other lands. If we understood them better, differences could be settled around conference tables without going to war." That's from Pem Famsworth. Okay. Sounds a lot like the internet, doesn't it? Unfortunately, Ms. Farnsworth said that in the early 20th century, she was the wife of a man named Philo T. Farnsworth, the original innovator behind the television. With every idea, there is an intent behind it. Like Mr. Farnsworth, I developed the idea of a torrent-based social network. This is, of course, Jamie. I'm reading it from her perspective, I guess. I developed the idea of a torrent-based social network in order that people have the ability to be heard without fear of repercussions and retaliatory moves on the part of the governments of the world. Unfortunately, my story has nearly ended so much. Wait. Unfortunately, you know what? You should fucking read this. I shouldn't be reading this. Do you want to read some of this?
I will, sure.
Yeah, you fucking wrote this. I'm cold reading it. So like, you wrote it. So this would ooze better from you. Why don't you just pick it up?
Okay. With every idea, there is an intent behind it. Like Mr. Farnsworth, I developed the idea of a torrent-based social network in order that people have the ability to be heard without fear of repercussions and retaliatory moves on the parts of governments of the world. Unfortunately, my story has nearly ended much like Farnsworth, where a small gaggle of opportunists cloaking themselves within the folds of Anonymous decided that they wished to use the idea to their benefits in more ways than one. I had originally discussed this idea in January of 2011 with some of my voice leaks, what PressStorm used to be called, staff, while we were still on Blogger. They said it could work, but it would take a lot of time, and that I should focus on growing PressStorm before engaging in bringing the idea into existence. Being that some of them were influential in the development of voice leaks at the time, I took their advice, but I didn't forget that idea. The day came when Google Plus was announced, and for some odd reason, I balked at using it. We've all heard rumors of Google being a fundamental way for the NSA to intrude upon our privacy. I had first felt that Google Plus was just some type of network. It wasn't one that I wished to participate in. Until one of my board of directors for PressStorm began using it and actually helped me set up an account. Soon after, we had found out that he'd been banned for no good reason due to his content, never mind that he published news about Anonymous, and so I was outraged. I felt that this would be the perfect time to bring out the torrent-based social network idea that I'd been harboring since January. At this point, another individual who had been writing for PressStorm for about a month decided that he would take charge of the developing team, and he had my support. Higachoa began immediately creating a flowchart for how the idea would unfold. the chat rooms that went along with the non-plus included one on the same server was Mivit that Prestorm was on. Anon Plus was purchased by an individual by the name of Fro on the net. After lurking in Prestorm for several weeks, you know, when I was talking to him in PM and he gained my trust, this individual decided that upon my introducing the idea of the torrent-based social network that he would all of a sudden become, you know, he'd participate instead of just lurk in chat. This, of course, was after he had told me numerous times that he had no time to help out with Prestorm in any way, shape, or form. After organizing some people into a chat room to discuss Anon+, I had brought several ideas to the table and created a forum specifically for the discussion of Anon+ using Zettaboard's free forum software. That forum is still up, although many of the forums that I had were deleted by myself because I didn't want them to take off with those ideas, mainly like the anonymous open source education and alternative currency that I talked about before. I gave a link on the paragraph there to where the forums still are, although I don't think anyone uses it anymore. I made it very well known that I had thought we should keep the project under the radar for a while until it was more developed. My rationale behind the idea was to evade drama, conflict, and misinformation by individuals who are quick to jump the gun about new ideas. I also asked that we patent the idea, and after requesting that patent idea, Higachoa and Fro, along with a few others, beat me down with excuse after excuse as to why it should not be patented. At this point, Diaspora had contacted us and was wanting to help out in any way they could. Naturally, any professional is going to be skeptical because Diaspora had had a similar idea that had failed. So, you know, I wanted to push that patent even more. Again, I was beaten down about the patent. At that point, I had told the crew that I wanted no part of it if I couldn't patent it, and both Higachoa and a few other crew members told me that they would not be willing to go through with the creation of Anon+ unless I was there overseeing the project, so I stayed on. Attempting to contact Fro at this point was difficult. He seemed to be out to lunch a lot. This, I thought, was strange, seeing that before we had had daily contact. Somewhere in the mess, I had found out that Higachoa went against my wishes and did an exclusive interview with a media organization about Anon+. Even though nothing had gone through me, nothing was decided, and nobody had been consulted about it, apparently Higachoa felt that he had the ability to make everyone's minds up for them. This disappointed me, and I told him as such, and through a little bit of an argument and discussion, I forgave him, and everyone just moved on, and we thought we'd learned the lesson, and we had agreed to keep it under the radar from then on out. Although complications with communications were beginning to rise, Prestorm had another situation come up where we were maliciously attacked for a week straight by DDoS attacks from various groups. Our server withstood the attacks, and we began seeing signs of various attempted hackings into our server. Fortunately, nobody seemed to be able to hack into our server, so they went after our host instead, knocking it out with a 75 gigabytes per second attack, ultimately resulting in the host going down with also 150 other sites that were running off of it. I finally got a hold of Higachoa about the development of Anon+, and he was excited to show me the site design that he'd come up with. And at the same time, I had gotten a PDF from Fro in the email that was for admin eyes only. And oddly enough, both had the Anon logo fixed all over it, the Anon, you know, sayings, we are Legion, expect us, etc. And I wasn't pleased, and I asked him that he needed to edit it because we wanted to include everybody, not just anonymous. And when he said he came back and he fixed it, I looked at the site and he had added a P to the microphone on the logo, which is at the top of the article. You can imagine at that point I could figure out what was really going on. I received a private message from the head programmer of the project. He ultimately told me that he was not anonymous, nor did he come into the project by anonymous. He was willing to give up his identity if needed to ensure that we were making progress and that we were keeping on focus, that of allowing people a voice online during blackout. He announced in Prestorm chat the same things he told me in PM and supported a name change from Anon+ to something else more neutral to separate the project from anonymous, mainly because anonymous was taking a lot of heat for it. Because there were various groups like a Syrian hacking group that was hacking into the anonplus.com site. And it's believed that they have actually hijacked the domain or somehow infected it with something or whatever. And then to give credit to Prestorm because it was our project. And for 2 weeks, there was no communication with Fro and scant communication from Higachoa. And upon my finally cracking down on them to find out what was going on, I was met with this response. And I have a quote. "We had a meeting about it. Why weren't you there?" And apparently I was supposed to read somebody's mind because I didn't get the memo. And even after the meeting, I was promised minutes of the meeting, and I still haven't received those minutes. I knew at that point that my idea had been hijacked. I began to demand communication hardcore at this point and threatened to shut down the Anon Plus program. I was met with fury, rage, and anger as I wanted to separate the idea from Anonymous, as the site was being hijacked and hacked and defaced nearly every other day, sometimes multiple times a day, by various hacking groups. And not only that, but it was reflecting badly on people who had nothing to do with Anon Plus, such as Sabu, Anonymous Sabu. One day, shortly after the smaller dramas of no communication and Anon logs, I was notified that there was an email coming from the Department of Justice in the United States government inquiring about how they could subpoena and who they would send the subpoena to if they needed to get personal information documents, much like they did with WikiLeaks and Twitter not too long ago. And so I responded to her. Her name is Stacey Garrison of the Department of Justice, and I said that I would be the point of contact and they could send me any subpoenas. On the article, I'm not going to read these, but there I have the full email conversation I had with Ms. Garrison. At this point, there were several questions in the air, obviously. Higachoa had one on Twitter and misinformed people about what the email was, saying that the Department of Justice was demanding personal information already and blah, 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 blah. And so I held a press release, which I got a lot of heat for, and I gave a link to the press release also on the article, just telling people that, no, the Department of Justice was not demanding information. They were wondering, in the case of a subpoena needing to be, you know, given to somebody or served, that, you know, they would need a point of contact. Just before the press release, Fro had a major fit in press dorm on Nivet using caps and swearing at me, something he's never done before, stating that he is in control of his shit. In the days that followed, he continued to go into various chat rooms asking if we were still doing press conferences, attempting to make a joke of the situation. In the days that followed that, I held conversations in PressStorm about changing the name of Anon Plus until ultimately I had to make the decision to let Anon Plus go because there were just too many people on board with Higachoa and Fro, and we were getting too much heat. Other individuals like, you know, Sabu and another few people were gaining heat because of Anon Plus. They weren't controlling or securing their site at all, putting people on the vulnerability side of things. So we let it go. I had to because that was the decision I felt that was best. You can't control anybody who claims to be anonymous, obviously. They don't have a law. They do what they do. So, you know, that was the end of our contact with Anon Plus. So today I was notified that Anonymous Sabu was ranting at Higachoa in the IRC chat that they made in Bombshell server that they never told me about, that apparently that's where they had been communicating at without me and any of the other board of directors for PressStorm. And I read the pasty that was of the conversation between Sabu and Higachoa, and I decided that I was going to contact Sabu to let him know that, you know, I wanted to clear PressStorm's name because I did everything in my power to try and stop that. Below you will find Exhibit A, which is the current project or last known project of Anon Plus. The only thing, to my knowledge, right now that they've developed is a Bitcoin miner. And I've put their PDF out with links on the article. On reading Exhibit A, you will find that it looks like an excellent way to gain donations for any organization. However, my being the sole idealist behind Anon Plus, I was never notified of such a program, nor was I asked to vote or whether or not I agreed with the idea. The idea, although sounding something similar, you know, that would help nonprofits especially, is a dangerous one because that could ruin the Bitcoin industry, much like the fiat money system was abused and is still being abused. There has, to my knowledge, been no discussion of the ramifications of putting such a program on the market for open source means. As Anonymous Social Network is supposed to be just that, anonymous. No central database, collecting people's information, none of that. That was the original plan. I wish for everyone to know that my idea consisted of a way to secure people's anonymity without a central database. Apparently this idea wasn't popular with those developing Anon Plus now. So much for Anonymous. In the words of Sabu, paraphrased, you don't help someone by going out and saying, hey everybody, I'm creating Anon Plus. As for Anon Plus now, have a look for yourself. And I put the two links and then a link to Anon Plus search on Google.
Very nice. Oh, wow, amazing. See, this comes back to my whole premise, though, Jamie, that individuals, sovereign individuals, need to take responsibility for themselves. And a non plus is not going to secure your identity. Google Plus is not going to secure your identity. Facebook is not going to secure your identity. Twitter is not going to secure your identity. Nobody's going to. There's nothing. There's no security on the internet. Straight up, you just need to know that and accept it, and then come here voluntarily and, you know, see what happens. But You know what I mean? It's like, I think it's very altruistic on your part to want to take on something like this, but I think your mistake was using the word anonymous and associating it with this new site. That was it, straight up. If you had not used that moniker, you would have been fine and all this would have been avoided. And that's just how it is. You know, I think, what did Stephen Colbert say? Like, you take your, you know, he was saying something about, sticking his dick in a hornet's nest. That's kind of like sort of what you're doing when you're asking. I ask for it every night. I post on my thing that I'm having some subject matter associated with. If I'm even going to talk about anonymous, I'm asking for trouble. Like the past couple shows that I've booked, I've had trouble, getting into my switchboard, and I've had technical difficulties. It just happens to be on the nights that I, put out there in my subject, my taglines that I'm going to talk about something anonymous related. You know, it's just never fears that, somebody's going to try to hack into my switchboard or something. It's just how it is. By putting it out there, and I've learned that. So, like, you know, in some ways I'm asking for it, and in some ways these people are asking for it by associating with any, like, it's, first of all, anybody I see on Twitter with a Guy Fawkes or the typical avatars, like, that's a red flag for me right from the get go, because to me that's identifying with something like that. That defeats the whole idea of being the concept of anonymous. Then it becomes just like this cult thing. It might as well be called the Shriners.
And that was the main beef I had. That's why I wanted to change the name. The reason the name was named the way it was is because anonymous was the first, the people calling themselves anonymous were the first people to step up and say, I want to help. And, Anon Plus is cool. My original idea, my original name idea for that was supposed to be Voice Storm.
And it would have gotten zero traffic, and you would have had a hell of a time trying to get people to go to that site. But you wouldn't have a ton of hackers and just complete misfits just trying to fuck with your shit just because you named yourself something,
Yes, Vince.
It's a double-edged sword. It's a double-edged sword. Like, look at me tonight. I got a bunch of listeners tonight because this is my subject matter. And, people, it's just like you call attention to yourself. Celebrities deal with this all the time. That's why you don't see Kobe Bryant on the internet. He's like, dude, I got enough fucking stalkers and shit to worry about in real life. You want me to add more on the internet? Are you kidding me?
Better him than me.
Sabu wants me to give you
a shout out.
What's that?
I'm in private message with Sabu. Sabu wants me to give you a shout out.
Oh, shouts out to you, Sabu. Thanks for the love, brother. But you know what I'm saying. You feel me, right? Like, I think we're on the same page, ultimately. Like, I saw Sabu's tweets today about, people sort of riding the coattails of Anonymous so they can get rid of, get away with their nefarious activity and do it under the banner of Anonymous. It's kind of like, these riots in London. Same thing in real life. You have legitimate protesters, people that have an idea, that are pissed off, that aren't taken to the streets, and then you have these rabble rousers, the bad apples that come along, the black blocs that come along and just cause havoc and start bashing in storefronts indiscriminately. And it's the bad
that's
apples
terrible.
That ruin it for everybody, and that's what people like Sabu have to deal with when they go under these kind of people. It's just how it is. It's just kind of like the natural byproduct of these kind of movements, I think, whether they're internet based, whether they're on the streets. I think you're always going to have a certain element of just miscreants, rabble-rousers, just people that are just, you know, trolls, people that are just up to no good and just want to see, just want to fuck shit up just for the sake of fucking shit up. And hopefully there's, ideally there's a lot of, you know, hopefully there's a lot of, there's enough white knights out there that get it, that are, and there are. I'm not, and that's why, that, like I said, there's balance. There's always balance in the universe. There's balance on the internet, because for every badass black hat hacker, there's you know, hopefully, you know, as many, if not more, badass white hat hackers too. And I think ultimately, I've said this all along, I think Lulzsec and all these people, I think they're white hats ultimately. Like, they're not doing it for money. They're not, you know, they're doing it, they're exposing things. They're doing a service. They're doing a public service, if anything. You know, they're saying, hey, look, your pants are down. Hello? Hello, yeah. Your pants are down. I mean, somebody's got to tell the emperor he's got no clothes, right?
Well, I took Anonymous to task here the other day. They weren't very happy with me, but, you know, they come into my press, you know, they come into Press Storm chat. It's truth. That's what we're about, truth. And I asked him, I said, what's the long-term goal? Because DDoS attacks are Band-Aids compared to the surgery that this country needs, this world needs. And I asked him, what's the long-term goal? And they got pissed. They were mad. And so I started a hashtag called Twitter Riots yesterday. And I just tweeted you a link. And I put up Press Storm First Annual Physical Twitter Riots. And what I did is I went in there and I outlined for Halloween that everybody should organize a event in their area, nonviolent, fun, bring the carnival in if you want to, bands, whatever. Give people a chance to speak their mind. Give them a chance to get up on a podium and speak out about what they're pissed off about. Because, you know, frankly, Twitter's become nothing more than a joke, especially with stuff like Ask Obama and all of that. It was a joke.
Dude, oh my God, Twitter, they finally switched me over to the new Twitter, and you know what, I'm sad to say this, folks, but this is the beginning of the end of Twitter. It officially became MySpace, I think. All I can think, that's all I could think when I was on it, was like, this is fucking MySpace now, what the fuck?
And
it crashed my browser, like over 9,000 times today, too, by the way.
Oh, you don't want to know the rantings I do every day about Twitter. But you know what?
They lost, dude. It's still cool. I like it on my phone. I like it on the mobile. I think that's ultimately where the action's at anyway. But as far as on the pooter, I think I'm done with Twitter. I don't like the new interface. It lags. I'm done. Sorry. Just doing it.
Well, when they were bought out, everything, I don't know, everything goes corporate, things go haywire, you know?
And ultimately, they ultimately have to get funding somehow. They need to keep the lights on somehow. You know that Twitter, you know who Twitter plays rent to? Guess who Twitter pays rent to?
If you say Bilderberg, I'm going to come through this phone at you.
Well, I guess I will be saying that. It's George Soros. George Soros has one major real estate property in San Francisco, and it's 888 Brannan. It's the Twitter headquarters, and that's where it's at, dude. They just got a new injection of funding, and you know, they got to keep the investors happy. They got
to
show some way
by law, they
be able to monetize. You would think there'd be so many third party things that the actual Twitter people could develop or contract with or whatever license that they could somehow monetize it on the side. But I don't know. Maybe they're just not thinking like that.
You know what? I run Press Storm. The staff, we contribute, we keep Press Storm alive. I refuse corporate sponsorship. I've refused three corporate sponsorships already. And I will not ever be bought out by a sponsorship, because once you go for-profit like that, by law in the United States, mainstream media, for-profit media, they have to protect their investors' interest first before anything that's published. So that means those corporate entities, they can dictate what these media companies publish, and I will not have that at all.
Yeah.
That's how truth goes out the window.
Amen, sister. Preaching to the choir here. Let's take some calls, shall we? Got some people lined up here. Let's go. Blocked caller. You've been holding for about 5 minutes. You're on the air. What's up? Who is this and what's on your mind?
Hello.
Hi.
Wait, can you hear me?
I can totally hear you, bro. What's up?
I was trying to talk there. It's Charles.
What's up?
It's Chari Wong.
And, Chari Wong. Know, yeah, right on, bro. What's on your mind? What do you got for us?
Is the Crystal Maiden here?
Oh yeah, you're on with Jamie right now.
You know that Anon Plus thing? One, the hackers on that were in the IRC that I was in and talking to me about that. And also, two, the AnonPlus.net had so many ridiculous security faults, it was just retarded. Like, I scanned the website and found just so many. And also, the server was, like, it's so easy to get into. But anyway, but I was working on, like, the hacks I've been doing, like, over the past 3 days. Second thing, shout out to Sabu. He's awesome. Yeah. That's about it.
Hi, Vince. I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing him. What was there a question?
Sorry, 1 minute. My freaking microphone's on retarded.
No, you just have a really thick Brooklyn accent. That's okay.
Brooklyn. I'm from England.
Whatever. England, Brooklyn, it's all the same. Dude, you're in England right now. Tell us what's going. Fuck, are you not in London? Are you? Are you where all this shit's popping off? Tell us about that.
I'm about 20 miles away from a protest right now.
And what's the overall? What's the overall? The feeling around you? Are you? What's up?
Well, my area is not really scared because most of the people have big dogs and are rich, so they've got loads of security. But I've been into like the places where I've been rioted in Birmingham today. And it's pretty much people generally just going and smashing into random shops. But the one thing I have seen is a lack of smaller shops being targeted. So, like, it's mainly major corporations. The main one that's been targeted, I think, was Comet. And they've been hit, like, all their shops around them have been hit, like, and broken into and loot taken from them. And also that hilarious guy on freaking Twitter who posted a picture of him with all his loot. That was quite funny.
Wait, what's the name of the shop again?
Comet.
Comet. That's like a grocery store or what?
It's a big electronic retail outlet. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Oh. So like a Best Buy or something out here.
Yeah. They I think they've lost like over £2 million.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
You dirty limeys. You guys always act so nice and proper, and you speak that stupid Queen's English. But you're really a bunch of fucking bastards, dude. You're just as dirty as we are, dude. Just as rambunctious, and you just don't give a fuck either. Yeah, I don't blame you. I think this is like I saw what was it, The Birth of the Planet of the Apes or Rise of the Planet of the Apes yesterday. Have you seen that film yet?
Rise of the Planet. That's really retarded because I'm like watching it on just not TV right now.
Dude, that movie is fucking fantastic, by the way. Fucking awesome movie.
I'm like 12 minutes into it.
The new Apes movie, fucking brilliant. I thought it was amazing. I've never cheered for so many monkeys in my entire life. It was amazing. Amazing film. You know, I don't want to get into the technicalities. Some of the digital effects were kind of gay, but whatever. The overall story was great, though. It was amazing. Great film. I saw it as an allegory or a sort of like almost as a little representation of the youth of today. You kids in your 20s right now, in your teens. I think you guys are having an awakening right now. I think you're starting to get the picture that all these entitlements, all this government bullshit that your parents are living fat off the hog on, shit ain't going to be there when you guys get
exactly.
To it.
And exactly. This is, like, my mum, like, I'll like, show her something that I've done, and then she'll be like, oh, my God, stop doing that, blah, blah, blah. And then I'll show her, like, a government site, and she'll be like, no, like, that is for that. And it's kind of weird.
But seriously, dude, like what I'm seeing on the internet with these anonymous hackers and what I'm seeing in the streets, with Black Bloc and all this, I'm just seeing disaffected youth, young kids that are just now just starting to get it, just starting to realize that, dude, none of this shit's going to be around for me. Why the fuck should I stay,
Yeah.
Why should I fucking give a fuck? I'm
all,
not going to get
people
it.
That,
I'm not going to get a piece of this. Seriously, and that's what the premise essentially of this whole Planet of the Apes thing was. I thought it was great, and I thought these apes were kind of like their awakening was a lot, reminiscent of a lot of the awakening going on online with these hacktivists and going on in real life with real activists.
Yeah.
You know, just activism in general, you know?
Well, yeah, I was thinking of going to the protests today because it's like 7 a.m., but it's... The Planet of the Apes remind me a lot of Steven Spielberg films. Like I thought it was fantastic, and the monkeys are so realistic.
No, that's what I was saying. The special effects not so great, but the story was good enough that I looked past it. I was totally looked past it. I was I was kind
of
engaged.
The way it was played out and the story and everything was absolutely fantastic.
Everybody was had their own individual distinctiveness. It wasn't like March of the Penguins.
Yeah, they're their own personality. It's quite strange.
It wasn't like March of the Penguins where everybody's, a fucking, just a carbon copy. It was, there was something in there for me because I'm naturally, I consider myself a small L libertarian. I'm sort of I pride myself as being a sovereign individual. And I think that's what kept me engaged.
Yeah.
It was the fact that there was definitely a unique individuality to all the characters, and when you're dealing with fucking monkeys, that most of them animated, that's fucking tough.
I think he's an absolutely fantastic actor, and I'm trying to think. He reminds me a lot of the Joker from Batman. I can't remember what his name is.
Oh, yeah. Are you talking about James Franco? I honestly don't really like James Franco. I think he kind of bugs.
But again,
the movie, the story was so good, I looked past James Franco. I mean, it could have been fucking Leonardo DiCaprio or Dane Cook or somebody. I wouldn't give a fuck because it's such a great story.
Yeah.
And the main character was obviously, what's his fucking name? The main fucking what? Caesar.
Yeah, Caesar. I want him. Like, I want him now.
All hail Caesar. You know who I think wants you is probably my co-host, Kishu. Let's bring her on. What's up, Kishu?
Kishu!
Kishu,
where are you?
I'm right
Kishu.
Here.
Kishu!
Oh, my God. How are you, love?
Fine, how are you?
I'm doing well. I was
Kishu
talking to you guys, but apparently I was muted the whole fucking time.
Well, we got kind of sidetracked with stuff, but actually, I'm still here with Jamie. Jamie, you're still on. You're still live. So if you ever want to chime in or anything, did you see Planet of the Apes, Jamie?
I am a huge Planet of the Apes fan. Of course I did.
What did you think of it?
I thought that the last release, not this one, but the last one a couple of years ago was better.
Oh, I like that one too. Yeah, the one with Donnie Wahlberg or Marky Mark or whatever the fuck that guy's name is.
Yeah.
Minus the Funky Bunch. He was, I think he should go back to making records.
Yeah, a lot of monkey business going on.
Yeah. All right, let's take some more calls. We got some people that are lined up here. I got a call from Gray. 931, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, man, how's it going? It's Old Brutus, Chronicle.su.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's our man, Old Brutus, representing Chronicle.su. How you doing, man?
Hey, man, all right. Limited lung capacity. I'll work it out. So who's this lady that you've got on? Her name? I already forgot her
name. It's Jamie Korn, and she's from PressStorm.com.
Is she dead?
Right on.
I loved you, but your web design sucks.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear that.
Hold on.
She says she wants to make love to you on
no.
your...
Okay, that's what I thought.
No, I had told him on Twitter when he told everybody that PressStorm had been rated for retardation. I told him, I said, great article, great site, but his design sucked.
I'll let our writer who wrote that know exactly what she said.
It's okay. It's an awesome site to go to.
Cool. I'm glad you think so. I've actually never been
to PressStorm. They have spectacular reporting. You know that they broke the Rick Perry announcement a month ago before the New York Times and everybody, they get scooped they get scooped by the bigwigs all the time. People don't. It comes out on Chronicle.su, and then it filters into the mainstream like a month or two later.
And what's creepy is pretty much most of the things that we do report as like factually have happened, and then they do happen 3 days later. Creepy.
Brutus?
Yo.
Sabu's in my chat. He wants to shout out to you. I guess he's spreading the love tonight.
Word?
Sabu is awesome.
Yeah, Sabu's
Sabu.
The shit.
Actually, what I had a question for Sabu, since he's listening.
Spreading the love for everybody but Kishu tonight, Sabu. I know you're listening.
Kishu, I'm spreading the love. Kishu, I'm spreading the love.
One at a time. Go ahead. Okay, old Brutus, you had something that you wanted to ask Sabu via Jamie.
Yeah, actually, I was chilling in the IRC talking to Sabu, and a buddy of mine he works for this this Indian resistance movement, and try and bring it back up here. And he works for IndiaAgainstCorruption.org, and he wanted to know if Sabu was able at all to connect the corrupt Indian leadership, who are storing something like 600 lakh crores. I don't know how it's pronounced, lakh crores. And Swiss banks and German banks, and he wants to know if Sabu would be able to connect this Indian leadership with German or Swiss banks. Like he expects them to like be able to hack their comps and get data, but whatever he could do, I think there's a bank called the UBS. He says whatever some hackers who are listening out there could do for IndiaAgainstCorruption.org would be a huge help in that regard.
Well,
they're on a hunger strike right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got one of my investigators, one of my research staff is, we're following that. We've got a lot of damn good information that we're going to be publishing here probably tomorrow. And just so you know, I have Hex of Team Poison in my chat room. I have Sabu. I have a lot of Anons. And
dude, I thought Team Poison and all the LulzSec people hated each other. What's up with that?
Pressstorm is neutral ground. They all know that. Sabu says, Jamie, I haven't been able to reach out to them, but I'll work on it. Ask him if he wants to ask.
I don't get this hacking. I really don't get you hacker people. Like, one minute you hate each other, the next minute you're fucking butt lovers.
They know when they come to Pressstorm chat that they better cool it. They don't disrespect my chat. They want to do that, go to Anonops, not here. You know what I mean?
That works.
Yes. And I like to think that we have a collection of erudite minds here on this broadcast as well. If you want to get on this, kids. The number's right there on the board, 347-826-7667. Shouts out to the fucking legion of guest listeners. Holy shit, there's like 8,000, over 9,000, I think, guest listeners
in
the chit-chat room.
You know what's best about that, Vince?
What's that?
Is that people can call you and they can make their voice heard. There's 8,000 people listening.
Hashtag,
telling them, don't fear.
Hashtag voice, bitches.
Yeah.
Motherfucking hashtag voice this shit.
Jamie, what were you telling me earlier?
Sabu said, Jamie, I haven't been able to reach out to them, but I'll work on it. Ask him if he wants to access to HSBC bank files in the meantime.
Sure.
Jesus Christ, I bank with HSBC. God damn it. I'm my account right now, you bitch. God, son of a...
I want that man to
God damn it. God damn it. I have – you don't understand, dude. I moonlight – I hate to say this, but I guess I can give it out now. I'm fully doxed. Doesn't matter. I moonlight as an investment banker, and I do a lot of work with HSBC. Could you just please not – maybe not do this one for – just please? Pretty please. Thank you. Anyway, back to the show. Go ahead. You're saying?
Oh, that's funny. They're all laughing at you in my chat room. Ha, ha, they say. That's pretty funny. Actually,
you know, it's all good though. I'm friends with Dr. Doom, Nuriel Robini. He gave me a rim job at Bohemian Grove, and so he told me about all this shit like a month and a half ago, dude. All this fucking Junkyard America, all that shit. Ghost was there too. He knows what's up. Anyways, go ahead.
Well, you know that HSBC Bank. Pressstorm was down south when the tornadoes hit. We were doing op cleanup. And we got pictures of one of those HSBC banks that was, oh, my God, the pillar. You know when you go to a drive-thru in a bank and you've got the overhead and the canopy and they're made of, what are they called? I-beams? One of those things was just twisted, like nothing was just twisted. The whole entire bank, the people around the area said that when the bank got hit, there was money in the air, just like it was raining money. They had to secure the area. So, you know, it's worthless anyway. Paper money is worthless.
Trash.
Alrighty,
I hate
then.
It when you guys go silent, because then I'm like, okay, did I do
we're just stopping.
What?
We're just stopping to your voice. If it goes silent,
I bet. See,
keep talking.
It's normal. I understand. It's a need.
Yeah, it's biological.
But you know what? I have 5 kids. 4 of them are boys, so
Jesus
I'm going to have to get used to it. Yeah.
My God.
No, Jesus Christ isn't one of them. No. In fact, I'll debate whether that man actually existed, but that's for another show.
Oh, God, not one of these atheists. Okay, let's move on to area code 910. You're on the air. What's going on? You've been waiting patiently. 910.
Yeah, what's going on, buddy?
Nothing much, buddy. Who are you and what's on your mind?
I'm Jason. I just thought I'd call in and see what you guys are up to. Just listening to everybody talk.
Yeah, well, I have Jamie from PressStorm.com. She was one of the originators the originator of Anon Plus, the social networking site that has since left her hands and gone in some really weird directions, and I don't think is even around anymore. I think I went to it today, and it was just a black screen. So we were talking about that. She was giving us the chronology. Were you calling to pipe in about that, or what's up?
I just wanted to call and see how far do you guys think this whole anonymous and lulzsec thing is going to go? When do you think they're going to stop it, if they should ever stop?
Oh, I think this level of hacking is new, I think. It's kind of like, you know, you could almost be like an armchair hacker these days with some of the stuff that they've got online now. Almost anybody can be a hacker, just like anybody can be a filmmaker, anybody could be a musician, anybody could be a writer. With the beauty of the Internet, you can be anything. You can be a hacker now if you want to. So there you go. Just be safe. Again, you're a sovereign individual. Protect your identity. And the Internet is not private. There's no privacy here. So knowing that, continue on.
No, that's the truth, man, for sure. But I mean,
I got into an argument on Twitter with Phil Hendry, one of my all-time favorite talk show hosts. I don't know. He was complaining that Twitter had some locator device button that showed where his GPS coordinates were, his Latin Lounge and all that shit. And he's like, Jesus Christ. He's like, I'm gonna sue Twitter if some stalker comes in and I have to kill them or something. And I was like, dude, you know, there's nothing private on the Internet, bro. Whether that button's there or not, you know, that's just the reality of things. People are going to find you if they want to find you, dude. If you're worried about that GPS locator on Twitter, you don't have to use Twitter. You're here voluntarily. And he's like, and he got he raged at me. He's like, oh, well, what the fuck are you talking about? Blah, 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 blah. You sound like a hacker or something. And I'm like, dude, I'm not a hacker, dude. If anything, I'm talking from experience, somebody who's been hacked, you know? I've been trolled and fucked with enough that I know better. You know, I fucking don't have a Facebook. I don't have a Google Plus. I don't have any. I'm trying to, like, you know, like I said earlier, I'm trying to consolidate my online presence, not fucking upgrade it, you know? And it's just...
Oh, man, for sure.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, this shit is nothing new. I mean, it's kind of dope that they're bringing out all this fucking shit in a new fashion. But, I mean, people have been hacking into stuff since the early 90s.
Yeah, some people just need to learn that you're not, you know, you are vulnerable on the Internet, whether you like it or not. Even if you have all this crap, like, you know, even some of these kids are getting nailed. Some of these hacker kids are getting nailed because they have stuff to protect their, you know, their IPs and all that stuff. And they still find ways to track you down, you know, and some of these people are just really fucking sloppy. Like, some of these kids had their own Facebook account and all this stuff. And it's just like, dude, you know, those people are asking to get caught for being, you know, it's just, You know, with you,
did
you play
hear
with
about
fire,
that 13-year-old
you play with fire, you're eventually going to get burned, kids. So
that 13-year-old chick.
Yeah, the dad goes on Twitter and says, "Thanks, my my house was just raided because they thought my 13-year-old daughter was anonymous, or was it a daughter or
yeah.
son or somebody?"
Yeah, there you go.
That's crazy. If that was my man, I would be pissed.
Totally.
If that was one of my kids, my house gets raided, you know, and then it turns out that the kid wasn't even. You know.
Oh no! Could you imagine?
Oh yeah, stories like that are a dime a dozen. There's people that have gotten trolled super hardcore, like trolled off the internet, almost like trolled off of fucking reality. Let's try some more callers here. I got a blocked number here on holding for 12 minutes. What's up? Who's this?
Hey Vince, it's Brutus, man. I'm gonna get off here. Thanks for having me, dude.
I don't
feel that well.
Yeah, no, dude, that's
everybody,
right.
Check out chronicle.su and press Storm. It's a riot.
Go Chronicle.
Thanks, Jamie.
On,
peace out, guys.
Old Brutus.
Peace out,
thanks
man.
For coming through, bro. We love you, man. Hang in there. All right, there he goes, old Brutus from chronicle.su. They do good work over there. Great reporting. Of course, you know, like I said, they're on top of it. You know, you might have a problem with maybe you don't like the graphic work or whatever there, Jesse. But Jamie, I'm sorry, did I call you Jesse? That's my faux pas.
Well, that's okay. Jesse's one of my son's names, so it's
whatever. So yeah, like you might not like the interface so much, but the content is on the money. I mean, these guys predicted that Rick Perry was going to announce this week. At the gathering of the Juggalos, and it's going down. I mean, it's New York Times broadcasted it or tweeted it today, and they had an article today. And the Chronicle, their writing staff, broke this story a month ago. So
they should close Chronicle and come right for Press Storm.
No, that's right. It's good. You don't understand. This is healthy for the marketplace
of
news reporting to have competition. You need this. You know,
oh,
just as long as you don't, you know, that's fine. You know, there's Fox News has its place, whether you like it or not. They do. MSNBC have their place, whether you can find it or not. It has a place.
What other channel is going to publish Wisconsin protests?
Dude, you know what channel I like of all of them? I like fucking Russia television. Call me a fucking pinko commie conspiracy theorist, but I like Russia Today. I'm digging it, even though it's sponsored by the Russians. It's still, I like the content they have, and they have good sort of like some of the best footage of those riots today was on Russia Television.
Yeah,
you know, it wasn't even reporting or anything. There's no filter or anything, no bias. It was just basically raw man on the street footage. Of course, they have shows like that guy. What's his name? That kid, Adam versus the Man. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That dude. I don't know. I like their content. You know, call me a fucking liberal kinko. Well, I'm not a liberal, but call whatever. Call me a conspiracy theorist. I like that. I like that that station.
Well, you know what? I do a lot of work with Al Jazeera English. With some of the reporters out of there. And then I would like to start working with Russia Today. I watch them. I support them. I subscribe to them. You know, I retweet them all the time. They're awesome. You know, and it's truth. These people aren't scared anymore. They're gonna publish the truth, and that's good.
Yeah. Let me bring out another caller here. We got somebody who's been waiting for 26 minutes. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. What's up?
Hello?
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. Who are you, and what's on your mind?
I'm just, I just wanted to call up. This is my first time calling here, so just wanted to put a couple opinions on Anon Plus and Anonymous and that nasty anti-sec. In my opinion, I mean, they're all good people in their own ways. You know, I mean, like Anonymous is a god amongst men. I mean, Anonymous invented the moon, assassinated former President David Palmer, and it's harder than the hardest metal known to man. And, I mean, just in general. I mean, diamonds. We're talking diamonds. So if Anonymous wants to hack anybody, I think they could accomplish it. So, I mean, what do you think about all that? I mean, in general. I mean.
To me?
Well, to both of you. I mean, do you think that Anonymous's power level is, like, rumored to be, like, over 10,000, like I've heard? Because that's what I've heard.
Well, I know that there's anonymous individuals that don't use social networks at all. In fact, a lot of anonymous people in some other countries don't get on the Internet at all. So that very well could be. I think that's the whole concept of anonymous, isn't it? Is to be anonymous in your own way. No central doctrine, you know, just if you cherish individual sovereignty and you cherish your privacy, you can choose to be anonymous. Isn't that what Legion is?
I think so. I mean, that's what I would I would say that may be what I would define Legion as. But I mean, where do you think Anonymous currently resides? I mean, do you think he resides with his auntie and uncle in a town called Bel Air?
Okay.
Born and raised.
Well,
West Philly. Born and raised West Philly, right? Go ahead, dude. Get into it, bro. Hello.
Hello.
Ew.
Hello.
Hello. Earth to caller.
Hey.
So, any other sentence fragments you want to stitch together for us before we let you go? Hello. Okay, I guess not. I guess the answer was no. Oh well.
Well, I think if he was trying to philosophize Anonymous, I don't think that's possible, because Anonymous is subjective to the individual. It's an idea.
Exactly. So you know what he gets? This is what he gets.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
Sayonara. Thanks for coming out, dude. That was kind of a failed troll.
Wow.
I've gotten over 9,000 failed trolls, so whatever. I could tell in his voice when he was just kind of stitching together, like I said, stitching together sentence fragments. He wasn't really getting to a central point or anything. He was just kind of mumbling incoherently, just kind of vamping, as it were. I mistook that originally for nervousness, but of course he wasn't. He sounded like he was crapping his pants. But whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I got a caller here now, waiting patiently from area code 936. Area code 936. You're on the air. What's up?
Well, it is about time that you allow the Nature Boy to infiltrate the airwaves once again. Yes, it is real. It's a man. Is that you? And
no,
yes, where,
no, it's not me.
Where
it's not me.
Is Dr. John? Where is Dr. John? You tell him to get back to the air.
Who?
To get back now.
Who are you talking about? Dr. Who? What?
Dr. John, I'm talking to you.
Dr. John? Dr. John is long gone, bro. I don't know where that dude is, bro. Dude, you've been so out of the loop.
Hey, where are you at? It sounds like your show is still the same 1965 radio ripoff show. It's always been. And
dude, are you from the South?
Still,
and I have a question.
No, I can tell you who this
go,
is. Hang on.
Yes,
Rick Flair, you want a Nature Boy? You want to simmer down? Simmer down, Nature Boy. All right, check this out. This is Nature Boy, old caller, old troll, used to call my show all the time. He's a washed-up wrestler, Ric Flair, Nature Boy.
They don't call him Nature Boy for nothing.
He's come out of the woodwork. He's come out of the woodwork to show his rear his ugly head here. So let's bring him on. This night of all nights, Ric Flair, what brings you to my program? Why now?
Because, Vince of the Bay, I am here to announce to you and to the rest of DTR that the Nature Boy at Parkville, USA is back. Woo! We're back again. In fact, we're having our premiere episode right now. And you are on it. You 1965 radio ripoff show freak you.
You use BBS, dude? Did you use too much BBS before the internet?
Whoa, wait a minute. You might remember a good friend of mine there, Jess. You remember the Reverend Leroy Nugent? Don't you remember
I'm
him?
Not that old. No, I'm not that old. Hey, if
yes,
you went to
you
Germany,
do.
How would you speak in German with a southern accent? Would it be like, Vaus is Laus? Can you show me, can you say something in German so I know?
In German? Do I sound German to you, bimbo? Do I sound German to you?
No, no. You sound like a redneck gay man, actually.
Hey, you know
like
who you sound like? You sound, oh my God, I'm not going to say it. I'm trying to be nice.
Okay, well, you're
now.
A gentleman. You're a gentleman. Now, can you say something in German? Because you've got that southern accent going on, and I really want to, you would make my entire
you
life.
You really want to ride
something
stage
in German
now, baby.
With that southern accent.
Yeah, that's what you want to do. You want to ride Space Mountain with the nature boss. That's what
say
you want to do.
Thanks for Brecken Sie Deutsch. Say it.
It's still, baby, the oldest ride in the park.
Brecken Sie
Deutsch. But it's still got the longest ride.
Brecken Sie Deutsch. I mean, with southern accent, you know, Sprechen Sie Deutsch with that.
All right, that's
southern...
enough. That's enough of Nature Boy. I apologize there. I have to deal with the riffraff now and again, so it is what it is. Thanks for being a good sport there. You were sparring with the Nature Boy pretty good there. Let me bring out another caller here. Blocked number. You're on the air. What's up?
Vince.
Oh, my homie. Kyoto in the building. What's going on, dude?
I was calling to troll the Nature Boy. I'm so sad that you dropped him before I could eviscerate him.
Oh, he's right here. You want me to bring him back? Hang on. Here
oh
he is.
My God, would you please?
Hey, Nature Boy, Kyoto's here. He wants to say hi. What?
Who?
Kyoto.
Is this
he's
a Nature
big
Boy Ric Flair?
No, this is not the Nature Boy. I'm sorry. No, this is Todd Morrison. Apparently, Vince of the Bay is still being gay with people like Kodo and Jess.
It's Kyoto. It's Kyoto, dude.
Issue.
Get it right. It's like the city
you
in Japan.
Can you answer
whatever
the question I've had for a long time, Ric Flair? I've always wondered.
A question that you've had for a long time?
Were your tights loose enough? Were those tights, those
alone.
Sexy tights you wore, were they loose enough that you could actually get fucked in the ass without taking your tights off? I've heard they were very, like a special space age stretchy material.
I tell you what, if you want to find out how loose they are, just ask your mom. Because her tongue.
Just ask my mom. Did she fuck you in the ass?
Whoa.
She's the one who told me. It's a family story. It's an old family story. A lot of times the holidays, we'll sit around and she'll talk.
You
the time she fucked Ric Flair in the ass at a truck stop.
About your mother. That is just horrible that you would even say something like that.
Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible. Dude, you're fucking fat.
Yeah.
I mean, drink another pint of fucking Old Crow or paint thinner or Lysol out of a paper bag and go make some more fucking sense on your own show. You're failed. Oh, and try this. If you're gonna lampoon a celebrity, then pick somebody who's been on television in the last 25 years. Right? Make it a little current. Little current events. You know, do some Gaga. You know, spice it up a little bit, man.
That's constructive criticism. You know, no one's ever really enjoyed Ric Flair's shtick. I've been very cordial. I like to give the guy a platform. I like to give everybody a platform. You know, I originally called this show Mega Show because it was more of just the idea of just a megaphone that could be passed around the room. And that's what happens though when you freely pass the mic around the room. Eventually, it ends up in the hands of somebody like Nature Boy. Shouts out to Kyoto for hanging out with me on the panel tonight. And let's keep things going here. I got more callers. Let's see. Area code 540. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Vince. It's Billy. How's it going?
Billy Walsh.
Where's Kishu at?
Kishu is not here. Why? Why? I think she
passed
out.
I just... I wanted to hear her, you know, she's a big Britpop fan. I wanted to hear her opinion about the riots and shit.
Oh. Yeah, well, you know what? She was. I think she actually went offline with that hacker kid, that limey hacker kid, and I think they're camming it up right now.
No, maybe. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah,
she is a Anglophile.
Oh yeah, she loves the UK Brit boys. She loves those boys. Good times. So what's going on with you, dude? What's new at the Chronicle.su? What's the haps?
I don't know. I kind of took the day off from writing. Read some Isaac Asimov today. Some stories about robots and shit. And you know, I actually got back into doing some Java programming today. You know, just the usual. Making some fractals. I'm really into fractals. You know, I find them fascinating. Let's talk about something interesting. How about what is the plan? I want to talk about what is the plan.
Oh yeah, go for it, bro.
Yeah, but what is the plan guy here? Is Kyoto? He's from them, right?
No. Kyoto knows about. No, it's Wild Goose is the plan.
Oh.
What is the plan guy? I don't know where he is, but who knows? He might call in. He's lurking around. He might show up. Fireshit Derp is here. Fireshit, you know about the plan. You know about the plan, or at least about people that know about the plan, right?
Yeah, which plan, though? There's a lot of plans. You have to be specific.
No, it's the what is the plan. It's a specific
plan. Yeah, I know what
plan.
You're talking about. The website, yeah. They had some big...
What is dash the plan?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, anything about... They've opened up their forum, though. They've after the editorial I wrote, they seem to have lightened up and opened up most of their forum, except for the part about the plan. So I'm still not sure what it's all about.
Well, for being a plan, nobody seems to know, except they like to talk a lot of shit. We
kind
of like a fourth plan.
Kind of like our anarchy.
Yeah, I thought those kids were just trolling. But I think
there's
it was
shit.
You know,
I think they were just trying to see who they could dupe into doing it. They're like, how many idiots can we get to go out and do shit for the plan when there's no actual plan?
Like
they might be
plan.
Legit, but they're going about it the way wrong way.
I think it's a big troll. I think they're trying to see who they can dupe into it. I think it's just a big prank.
They got this video of like six of them walking around Trafalgar Square with the Guy Fawkes masks on, waving signs at people, and like a cop telling them to get off to the side of the road or something. And here it is a couple days after that huge victory protest of theirs, and the place is just in total chaos. You know, I guess that was them.
The problem with this kind of stuff is that they'll go out and protest. Good. What the fuck is the plan? You go out and protest, fine. You've heard, but what's the plan? You know, after you protest, you're going to have a plan. You know.
Well, they have the triangle, and in the middle is a new government, and there's, they're going to have, facts out there and stuff. It sounds pretty good if you just look at that little triangle. You know, it makes a lot of sense, right?
Dude, I love triangles. Are you kidding me? Holy shit, I'm totally
you've got,
in.
Like,
there's triangles involved? Yeah. Oh my god, I'm totally aboard. Sign me up. I'm into three-sided objects, so this sounds like the thing for me. Hey, let's take a break, shall we? Shouts out to everybody listening. And call 347-826-7667. Right back.
Are you ready to testify?
the power of the stage to further enhance their power, and the real criminals get away. Are you ready to testify? You have the full weight of law come crashing down upon you, so you don't resist. Surveyors, goons, forces to be silent. They kill the careers of journalists, so no one can resist. My flow is flooded like they shut up my water. I got to share nothing to me for what I say about Obama. My black is red like a period. I'm a piranha just like every one of y'all. Let's take that show to the slaughter. Here we gotta be self-demoted last month's rent check. The boss walking Wall Street with a pimp set. People are ruby. We need to flip the Grinchness. We low paid prostitutes with no fishnet. The job you read has got endless time. To Homeland Security, we are the bomb. Inform the health staff, the mob's on the lawn. And it ain't no soiree, it's a pop. They call it black flag, but I'm not an anarchist. I'm on some simple hammer shit, collecting Bruce Banner shit. Over a piano pit, calculate the hammer hit. When you're collecting damages and handing up for sandwiches. There's a class war going on, and it's the rich who are waging it. They try to destroy anyone who's a threat to their power, playing for peace.
Gianni Pugno, campione del mondo, sceglie Sega Mega Drive. Abilità, concentrazione, riflessi. Ecco perché un campione del mondo sceglie Mega Drive. Mega Drive da Sega, come Game Gear. L'unico videogioco portatile che diventa un vero TV. A colui. Game Gear.
Non c'è paragone.
Game Gear, campione del mondo con Gianni Pugno, vince. E giochi preziosi.
Hit it!
Kung Lao.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. With your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Yarray me!
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL, la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, un gran costo.
Down goes Frieza! Down goes Frieza! Down goes Frieza!
These top fighters are really something else.
Wallace, victory, friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vincent the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Aw, motherfucking yeah. We got about 20 minutes left to go on this bitch. And then we out. Shouts out to everybody who's listening. Lots of guest listeners. And all the callers. It's been fantabulous. I'm really so excited. Yeah, I got tweeted in that break. By the way, new Twitter sucks. Shouts out to Spice Cat, Fell Dart, the Lewis Vessel. The Luis Vessel, the Lois Vessel, I remember that, Anonymous Sabu, Lulsec Cali, City of Flint, the Wongs, 4D for Mr. Brown. Wait, wait. Fours are A's, right? Adam Brown, okay. Lulsec N. Lulsec China. No shit, Lulsec China? That shit exists? That's fucking badass, dude. You guys fucking roll deep. Do you know that, Billy? There's Lulsec China?
Yeah, I love Lulsec China. They retweeted one of my headlines in Chinese the other day. It was great.
Fuck love yeah. Lulsec Shout China. Out to Lulsec China. No shit.
So you know Atari Teenage Riot is a huge supporter of Ryan Cleary.
Dude, I know you have some beef with Atari Teenage Riot. The only reason why I play that fucking song, let me get this straight, Billy, right now on the air. The only reason why I play that song is because my homie Boots Riley sings a fucking hook on or a fucking raps on there. I don't give a fuck about Atari Teenage Riot, although I think that track's pretty fucking badass, to be honest.
What? Honestly. You don't support Ryan Cleary?
No. You tried to give me grief. You tried to giving me grief about Atari Teenage Riot before, and I don't. I'm not into all this hipster dubstep garbage. But I Boots Riley's my homeboy, and anything he touches, I fucking support. And I thought he did a good job with his little verse on that track, man. And you know, it kind of fits in with the theme, the lyrics and everything. I mean, so what? So he support. I thought you were implying that Ryan Cleary isn't Ryan Cleary a snitch essentially.
You know,
isn't he the next Adrian Lamb or Lame or whatever the fuck Lamo, whatever that kid's name was? He's the next. Incarnation of that guy.
He did leak all the IPs and usernames from Anon Ops. He did that.
That doesn't sound very cool to me.
Yeah, well, I think Alec Empire.
But then again, those anonymous kids probably leak a lot of shit that other people don't think are cool. So
here's the thing. They doxed Ryan Cleary, and then Ryan Cleary gets arrested, and he's just, you know, already a snitch to begin with, so
yeah,
God help
like a
nun. Yeah. It's why you don't dox people.
Dude, no, it's all about, dude, you know what you're getting into on the internet. It's like I told Phil Hendry on Twitter. He rage quitted on me, but, dude, I'm telling you, the truth hurts. There's no privacy on the internet. End of sentence, statement, paragraph, chapter, verse, it's over. There's no privacy on the internet. You're here voluntarily. User beware. Have fun, kids.
And Tor was invented by the U.S. government as a
I can't get Tor
China.
To work for shit on my computer. I'm fucking retarded or the feds have me monitored already because Tor won't load shit.
I have Tor on.
Is there like anti-Tor software that just forces people with have Tor just won't load the page? Is that how that works?
You don't have to use any sort of software. There's like a Tor to web. It's this service called Tor to web, and you just type in the .onion and then like .tor to web after it, and it'll work. You don't even have to download anything.
Let me. I'll get
even
my.
You can, even
get
you
my
can Tor
right on that.
Vince, what? I really have to say, you know, if any government's listening to this, if you didn't do half the shit they do in the beginning, they wouldn't have to fucking worry about being exposed, and that goes for individuals too. That's kind of common sense.
Yeah. If they kept their pants on, they wouldn't be caught with them down.
Exactly.
Like I said, these kids are ultimately white hats, and the really good ones are going to end up being consultants. And again, it's the riffraff, it's the bottom feeders that are ultimately going to get burned. The kids that don't have the skills, who are probably just going to do some time or maybe something less than that. But there is a lot of collateral damage. Like, I think this girl Mercedes is kind of an example of collateral damage. Some girl that just got wrapped up in all the fun and hoopla, and she, you know, lo and behold, she fucking, whoops-a-daisy, there she goes. And now, you know,
anti-sec,
she's in the price.
Anti-sec is apparently releasing some huge WikiLeaks-like documents here in the next 12 days. A whole bunch of stuff, wiretaps, illegal stuff, and that the Brazilian government's doing, and there's been a lot of heat on Brazil here lately. And I believe everyone needs to tune in to Anti-Sect. If you support WikiLeaks, then you better start supporting Anti-Sect, because in 12 days they're going to release some stuff just like WikiLeaks did. And I think it's stuff we need to know about. It's important stuff. It's, you know, happening to us in our daily lives, whether we want to admit it or not. Sabu says, Jamie, we'll be releasing the files today, actually. So there it is.
There you go. Oh, yeah, by the way, for those of you just tuning in, we have on the panel tonight, while still with us, Billy from Chronicle.su and Jamie, who I keep wanting to call Jesse, from Jesus Christ, I forgot the name of your site already. How could I
Press
do that?
Storm.
PressStorm.com. Dude, it's getting late.
Yeah.
It's past my bedtime. I have to go to bed.
It's okay. We're all
human. I took myself into Betty. Go Betty by here. But I wanted to welcome back Kishu. Kishu dropped off. Billy, I know you had a boner for Kishu. She's back.
Oh yeah.
Kishu, are you there?
We're both Jam fans, so now we just instantly love each other. How can you not love
yep.
each other?
You kind of just sort of mumbled and then tailed off there. What the hell did you say?
Paul Weller, the Jam. We're
Paul
both
Weller,
fans.
The Jam. Okay, got it. Thank you. Enunciation. Good.
Yeah. Tired too, Vince, okay? Thank you very much.
Who the hell's fapping in the background there? Who the fuck is it? Kyoto, are you fapping back there?
Actually, I'm rolling a joint.
So everybody is unmuted. So whoever's fapping, just like simmer down. We got 13 minutes left.
It wasn't me, Vince. I honestly admit
Eric, you've been here the whole time. Everybody,
yeah.
It's Eric. It's Eric from Flyover Territory. Sorry, man. I didn't know that was you. I think I tried to bring you on, and there's so many people on, you got lost in the shuffle. What's up, man?
Nope.
What's on your mind?
Oh, not a lot. It's just that, Jesse had been bringing up the whole trying to, you know, tag on Nature Boy there and trying to get him with his southern accent, trying to get him to speak German, you know. But, you know, I may be down here in Nashville and I don't have, vernacular of the locals, but I do know the difference between Northern Korean and Southern Korean, Jesse.
Jamie, and damn, we were just down in Chattanooga.
I'm sorry?
I said we were just down in Chattanooga. We have tornadoes.
Yeah, Tennessee's underbelly.
Yeah, that's an awesome.
Yeah.
Look up mountains.
Yeah,
that's the first time I've ever been on a mountain. And these people,
really?
You guys might have those southern accents. I can't understand what you guys say half the time down there, but whatever it is, you guys use nice tones and everything, but your cooking is awesome. Your cooking.
Yeah, and our moonshine's good too.
Yeah, well, we went up on 10 mountains.
Better than Kentucky's. Oh, no, a lot of people like to.
Hey, do you guys want to hook up in the green room? You guys can you can literally get a room at this show. I have a green room. You guys can chit chat in there.
That's what Twitter's for.
I have some anonymous messages actually since we have Sabu. Is Sabu still listening via the chat and all that stuff with you?
Yeah, he is.
All right, so somebody is sending me anonymous messages in the chat room, and I wanted to read a couple of them.
Sabo, you listening here?
Obviously there's anonymous people listening, so anybody can chime in, I guess, or whatever. This question is, wanted to ask anonymously, would anonymous help or hurt the efforts to legalize cannabis? What about interest in preventing border deaths in Mexico? Anonymously.
I'm waiting for his reply.
They want to know, would anonymous help or hurt the efforts to legalize cannabis? I guess that's essentially the question. And they're worried about border deaths. I guess they're also worried. They're also interested in what anonymous would do about preventing border deaths in Mexico. Kind of a sketchy question, but I think that the basic.
Well, yeah, considering there's been.
Are there? Are,
well,
I guess,
considering
I guess
there's been so many in the last 15 years.
I got an answer.
Okay, what's the answer?
Jamie, we'd hurt the effort to legalize cannabis.
So basically the answer is they would give it would give a bad name to the effort to legalize it, and it would paint them in a bad light from a PR standpoint.
ISU will do something.
And I think that's a great answer too, because like look in California here. I'm in the People's Republic of San Francisco, and it's basically legal here, baby.
All you got to do is
nobody had to hack any servers or give away any passwords or anything get us here. They did it all through the legal channels. People did it all through the legal channels. Yeah, dude. I think it's a great answer.
Hey, something else too. While I'm thinking about it, Vince. Earlier you guys were talking about the release of a bunch of documents from Brazil, right? How come we never hear about documents being released from shitbags like Hugo Chavez down in freaking Venezuela?
Well, that's
you
a good question.
That?
How about that?
You ever notice that?
Let's go back
to the main WikiLeaks release last year.
There's LulzSec Venezuela. We don't know.
Well, there is. Sabu says, Jamie, that's something that will take a massive revolt of the people across the United States. I think he's referring to the cannabis issue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the problem is you got to get all the Cheeto stains off of their fingers first and get them up off the couch and make them drop their Xbox controller.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, new Twitter sucks balls, donkey balls. New Twitter.
Why do you think I don't do Twitter retweets?
I like new Twitter.
Twitter's blown up, by the way. Shouts out to Ghost Medic, Anon Oak, Total Man Dude, Feldart. But we got a question here via Twitter from Revolver. This is the question. Why not ask Sabu and his Lulz Frogs why they don't donate their sizable bit collections to charity and just causes? I think I know the answer to this one. And we have somebody asked this just like last week.
Yeah.
I mean, you would think they would be using that for their ops, right?
I think he said before they're just using it for materials for like free topiary stuff and crap like that, just like flyers and materials.
That's like a non-charity, so I don't know why anybody.
He says Lulz Frog ?
Yeah. What the fuck is a Lulz Frog? No, no, I'm
I mean, that
it's
would be the French
frogs.
Contingent.
It's Lulz Frogs. LulzFrogz.
Oh, I
yeah, yeah, that's
it right.
The, yeah, that's the French contingent there, Vince.
I missed that.
Funny.
Was that Eric, what you think?
Well, yeah.
All right, this is starting to devolve into audio spaghetti. So let's sim it down here. We got about we only have 7 minutes to go. So we're going to go around the horn here one time, and if anybody wants to call in, this is your last shot at doing it. 347-826-7667 is the number. Shouts out to everybody who's blowing me up on Twitter. It's fucking badass. Thank you for coming. I came several times tonight myself. If you're not following me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceOfTheBay, we're going to go around the horn here. I want to start off with my guest of honor tonight, who from PressStorm.com. Do you want to say anything here, plug PressStorm, or give any final thoughts before we sign off here?
Well, Sabu's talking to me, and I think he's wanting me to be his voice. You can respond to the Revolver. The only decent donations we got was $7,000 during the Lulz Sec run, and we donated it all back to a non-ops IRC network or prepaid visas for VPS servers. And then, Jamie, regarding the current donations, we got about $60, and we use that on ops.
Perfecto. It works for me.
And if I had anything else to say, I would just tell people to stop being scared about using your voice. You were born with it for a reason. And there's no reason for you to fear, getting what you want to say across to people. There's a lot of outlets out there to do it on. Your radio station being one. Prestorm being another.
Sweet. Well, you're always welcome here. I appreciate you contributing, and I'll definitely check you out over at Prestorm. I'm glad.
Have a good night, Vince.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. And let's see, who else do we have here? Kyoto, are you still here?
Yes.
Kyoto, my home skillet. Any parting thoughts?
My body is ready.
Oh, damn. No, he didn't. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate your contribution, as always. And Eric from Flyover Territory, anything you'd like to say in parting here?
Well, yeah. Along the comment of the whole Lowell's Frogs thing, I think there needs to be other contingents around the world as well. You know, there needs to be Lowell's Krauts for disenfranchised German youth and Lowell's Limeys for disenfranchised UK youth. And just Lowell's Mud Huts, you know, spelled with a Z at the end, for any sub-Saharan Africa nation that is part of that failed post-colonialism stuff from that dark continent.
Perfect. And
then maybe we can have a counterpoint to all the WikiLeaks crap.
And for those of you who are listening, the Spanish translation.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
Okie dokie. Thanks, Eric from Flyover Territory. And also, let's move now down to Billy from Chronicle.su. Billy, any parting thoughts?
Anarchy in the UK? Wait. No, that's a totally different thing than chaos. If Twitter has taught me anything today, anarchy and chaos are completely two different things. And, I guess I'll plug my website, chronicle.su, where you get to make up the news. Your source for all things fulfilling and true, chronicle.su.
Okie dokie.
Click on the Chronicle pad at the top if you want to, you know, write your own story or give us some grief even. And that's it, man. Good work, Vince. Keep on going, man.
I will, dude. Thanks for coming through as per usual. Appreciate the contribution. Kishu, any final thoughts?
Well, follow me on Twitter. Add me on Skype. It's Kishu Zykova on both. That's KISHUZYKOVA. And I love you, Vince. I love you, Sabu, even though you didn't give me any love tonight. Bastard. Anyways.
What an attention whore you are. My God.
I know, right?
Shameless.
I feed off the fucking attention. Okay? I have to have
God. It. And you even duped poor Billy. Poor innocent Billy. You've corrupted the poor innocent Billy.
He's
such
in for it. He's going to get it.
He was such a straight-edge guy, and he got mixed up with you? My God.
What
have you done?
And also, any Bay listeners, I will be back in the Bay on Thursday. And hit me up because I will probably be bored seeing that Vince has a new lady friend now. So.
Oh, yeah, bitches. Yeah, that doesn't mean I'm not available, though, ladies. Hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince of the Bay. Cherry Wong, you got 15 seconds. What's up?
Hello?
Any final parting thoughts, quickly?
Is Kishu there?
Kishu's here.
Kishu.
Yes.
Will you marry me?
I will marry you.
Thank you.
There you have it, folks. They are a newly... congratulations to the good couple. Appreciate everybody for coming out. Sorry, our apologies to the Nature Boy. Sorry we couldn't get back to you, my brother, but maybe next time. Until then, I'm Vincent the Bay signing off. Peace out, folks. Let's go to work.
It's time to work. Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party. Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party. Every death is an abrupt one. Every cop is a corrupt one. If you ain't got no cash up in the trust fund. Every cat with a gap wanna bust one. Every guest wanna plus one. Every tenement's a penitent. So every tribe, man, it's innocent. Time served should be the
it didn't spin. Everybody wanna hit a lick. Every one of y'all is getting pimped. Every time I spin, I'm finna rip. Every cancer's a homicide. Every ball's better running high. Every human is some kind of black. Every visa got a pin to crack. Every verse is from the cardiac. Every search is involuntary. Every inmate won't commissary. Every bank note is promissory. Every broke motherfucker finna form a gang. And when we come, we taking everything.
That's right, kids. We're taking everything. Taking motherfucking everything. Is this thing still on? Is this thing still hot? Yeah. Shouts out to everybody, especially Kishu and Billy and everybody else. Good times. That's all. Come again. Bye-bye.